Only about half of all adult Americans get regular eye exams. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But a visit to an eye doctor can not only improve vision, it can also save lives. Eye exams often reveal systemic diseases, some serious like cancer, stroke, heart problems, and multiple sclerosis. Research at Emory and other universities even suggests that Alzheimer's could soon be detected early with the help of new eye imaging technology. German Public Radio's Katja Ritterbusch has the story.
When Tracy Howard first discovered the little bump under her left eyelid, she thought it was a sty, a nuisance, but nothing to really worry about. Howard is 55. She works in marketing in Atlanta. She tried ointments and compresses, and when those didn't help, she went to see an eye doctor.
I was then concerned about the cosmetic because I'm a woman.
The physician removed the lump and took a biopsy. 10 days later, Howard got the bad news. Non-Hodgkin lymphoma. The alleged sty was in fact cancer.
And I really could have fallen out of the chair. I was just like, you know, just, I was in shock.
Her eye doctor was not surprised.
Lymphoma is one that we see not infrequently.
Dr. Kenneth Neufeld is with the Thomas Eye Group.
And this oftentimes gets blown off and overlooked by both patients and clinicians because it can be very unsuspecting.
Eye doctors are often among the first to spot underlying health problems. They sometimes discover symptoms of systemic diseases during routine eye exams.
So let's take a look. Okay. Go ahead and put your head in here and look straight ahead.
That's why Neufeld questions every patient about a wider range of symptoms.
Perfect.
The disease most often diagnosed during an eye exam is diabetes.
One of the typical signs comes in with the patient's complaints. If they say their vision gets blurry at times and more clear at other times, that can indicate a fluctuations in the blood sugar.
Cardiovascular diseases also tend to send early warning signals through the eyes. When doctors dilate the patient's eyes, they can get a view straight into the body's circulatory system.
It's the only place in the body that you can directly visualize a blood vessel in its true form. You can see the blood vessels coming out of the optic nerve, and you can literally see them pulsating with each heartbeat.
In patients with high blood pressure, the blood vessels are often twisted and malformed, like tiny varicose veins.
And we'll just get this into focus here. Perfect. You're going to see a bright light.
Neufeld says sometimes he can see high cholesterol during an eye exam.
And what this is a yellowish-whitish plaque that deposits on the inner bottom and the inner top part of the eyelid.
Eye exams can also reveal a range of neurological disorders. Multiple sclerosis, for example, can begin with an inflammation of the optic nerve. Latest research even suggests that sophisticated imaging technology, like retinal scans, could spot early signs of Alzheimer's, specifically the protein called beta amyloid. It causes the characteristic plaques in the brain.
The retina itself is a place in the body where some of the amyloid deposits may actually be developing, just as they do in the brain.
Dr. Alan Levy is a neurologist at Emory University's Brain Health Center. New eye imaging technologies hold the promise to help detect Alzheimer's early, up to 20 years before patients develop symptoms. Similar research is underway for Parkinson's disease. But the technology is not yet available for routine eye exams. Levy thinks we will know soon.
Given where I've seen the rapid interest and testing of these retinal scans and other eye imaging devices, I think we'll know within the next 5 years whether we're going to really see a role for these in diagnosing Alzheimer's disease.
Kenneth Neufeld hopes that in the not-too-distant future, he will be able to offer standard Alzheimer's screenings in his practice.
Let's take a look at the other eye now.
Meanwhile, his patient, Tracy Howard, had extensive chemotherapy after her lymphoma diagnosis.
The eye exam is critical because of the fact that I did it. I'm alive. I'm here today. And an eye exam saved my life, for sure.
Today, 4 years later, she's cancer-free. For WABE News, I'm Katja Ritterbusch.